Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Matthew from Clearview is. Matthew, are you there?
Good Monday morning, everybody.
Hello, Matthew. Hey, were you listening to the cheat sheet on Friday during the men's room at 540?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
All right. It's an even playing field, Steve Mays.
I love it. It's going to be a good game.
Go ahead and get out. I said get.
Bye.
For those playing at home, Matthew has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What fast food restaurant is symbolized by golden arches?
Martin McDonald's.
Correct. Which former Mariner was engaged to Jennifer Lopez?
Alex Rodriguez.
Yes. What flavor of schnapps is used to make a fuzzy navel?
Peach.
Correct. Ralphie the Buffalo is the live mascot for which university?
Colorado.
Yes. Conjunction Junction was a song from what educational TV series?
What's Your Function? Schoolhouse Rock.
Yes. In what decade was penicillin discovered?
20s.
Yes. Katniss is the main character from what trilogy?
Hunger Games.
You know it. How many band members has Blink-182 had in total?
4, 5, 6.
5, yes. What organ does gastritis affect?
Stomach.
Yes. What is the official language of Liechtenstein?
Say again.
What is the official language of Liechtenstein?
German.
Yes. And with that, Matthew, a perfect 10, leaving time on the clock. Steve Miggs is in trouble.
Oh, I'm ready. Give me 11.
Steve.
Yes.
You've got some work to do.
Oh, do I?
You do. Are you ready?
Okie dokie.
Which fast food restaurant is symbolized by golden arches?
Oh, McDonald's.
Yes. Which former Mariner was engaged to Jennifer Lopez?
Alex Rodriguez.
Yes. What flavor of schnapps is used to make a fuzzy navel?
Peach.
Yes. Ralphie the Buffalo is the live mascot for which university?
The Bisons.
No.
Montana?
No.
Ralphie the Buffalo is, Eastern Washington.
No. Conjunction Junction was a song from which educational TV series?
Oh, man, what the hell? What's Your Function? I can't think of it. Reading Rainbow?
No.
Pass.
Which decade was penicillin discovered?
The 60s.
No.
50s.
No.
40s.
No.
Damn.
Katniss is the main character from which trilogy?
The Hunger Games.
Yes. How many band members has Blink-182 had in total?
4.
No.
5.
Yes. What organ does gastritis affect?
The butt.
No.
The stomach.
Yes. What is the official language of Liechtenstein?
German.
Yes. Steve, Conjunction Junction, do we know it?
No.
Ah!
I can't think of it. You put too much pressure on me.
Well, good.
Get in my head.
Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that's a pretty good score. But Matthew got a perfect 10, baby.
Damn, Matthew.
Manic Monday. Let's go.
Great game. Wow!
He did know that Ralphie the Buffalo is the live mascot for the University of Colorado.
Okay.
He also knew that Conjunction Junction was from Schoolhouse Rock. Conjunction Junction. He also knew that penicillin was discovered in the 1920s.
Well, isn't he a smart man?
Wow. You're not feeling sad, are you?
A little bit.
Well, you'll have another chance at 850. The Daily Mix Show. Call in right now so that we can ask you a simple question. The number is 206-803-ROCK. All we ask is that you currently have a job. And we have a simple question for you. Call 206-803-ROCK if you currently have a job. And we will ask that simple question after Three Doors Down. Cal Raleigh, Brian Wu, and Julio Rodriguez went to the Huskies game over the weekend.
Which was weird because they had a game later on that night.
Spoiler alert, both teams lost, so.
Fair.
After, though, they did a quick video about what positions they would play if they were football players instead of baseball players.
And it starts off, I believe, with Julio Rodriguez.
Julio, did you play football?
No, I didn't. We don't have football in the yard.
If you played football, what position would you play?
Maybe like a wide receiver or like a safety, the ones with the defense outside, something outside running. I play, it would be fun.
I can see that. He's got the speed and also has a great glove.
For sure.
I didn't play football.
Okay, so this is Brian Wu now.
I didn't play football. Mom never let me play football. Now that I'm looking at this, though, I kind of wish I did.
Is it obvious to say that you would have played quarterback or would you play something else?
Yeah, I would have loved to play quarterback. I don't know. I got to put respect what these guys do, though. It's unbelievable.
What position would you have played?
Okay, so now we got Cal Raleigh. What position do you think he would have played?
Tight end.
Nah. That's my first thought as well, and apparently his, too.
What position would you have played?
Tight end or linebacker?
Of course, yeah. Tight end, big dumper.
You know, Nate Burleson said that you'd be a heck of a tight end.
I think I could do that. I got the hands for it.
And you got the butt for it, too. Sorry.
Block a little bit. I can do that.
Yeah, I can see him as like a tight end. He's got that personality, too, for it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. We'll start with Jeff in Tacoma. Jeff, if you had to change careers right now, what would you do instead? And what are you doing now?
I do sewer repair.
Okay.
And if I was to change careers, I'd become a male stripper.
Yeah! What is the reason for that?
He doesn't want to work with crap anymore.
I'm sure they make loads of more money than I do, so...
Yeah, I have no idea what the current economic status is for a male stripper.
Jeff, do you have any... What's your signature move?
I don't know, but I definitely come out to Two of Hearts by, I think it's Susie Q.
Yes, that's a great jam. Good choice, Jeff.
Oh, we didn't get that. I was going to say, does he have the physique for it? Is he going to be like Chris Farley? Remember Chris Farley's in the SNL skit? That was so great.
That was the best. Vicky in Kent, if you had to change careers right now, what would you do instead of what you're doing?
Something where I can just sit all by myself, maybe on the computer as an accountant. Just as long as there's no people around.
So you're just sick of working with people?
I have been working with people since 1978.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you need a break. Yes. You need a break, Vicky.
I'm murdered. Yes.
So what do you do now?
I'm in the medical profession. I'm ophthalmic tech.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea what that means. I'm like, uh-huh. Like,
yeah, as if I know what that.
Yeah, totally. I know what that does.
Doug in Tacoma, if you had to change careers right now, what are you doing currently and what would you do instead?
I'm doing landscaping now, but I'd also love to go back to a cemetery.
So you just want to continue to dig things.
Yep.
What is the vibe at the cemetery? You ever get any like weird, you know, paranormal stuff happening to you there?
Oh, all the time. Machines keep breaking down, and you just get goosebumps every time you go weedy tombstones.
That would be that moment where I'm like, I'm going to take the rest of the day off.
I got to duck out. It is Roberto on I-5. Roberto, if you had to change careers right now, what are you currently doing, and what would you do instead?
Good morning. It's me, Roberto, the juggler unicycler.
Roberto!
What is up?
So I'm on my way down to do the Arizona State Fair and do the Phoenix Suns halftime this next month. And if I was going to change careers, I would be in a rock band.
Yeah.
What instrument would you play, or would you be the lead singer?
I would be a lead guitarist. And yeah, I grew up watching music. My brother is the fill-in drummer for Pearl Jam.
Excuse me, what? For real?
Yeah. I grew up watching my brother play music, drums. His band's going to be doing a reunion show this next week called The War Babies.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Rouse is going to be playing bass with them.
Exactly. Yeah. So my brother's good friends with Jeff Ament, and so they're going to be at the Easy Street Records and then down at the Central. Couple of gigs, but I'm going to be missing it because I'm on my way driving to Arizona doing the Arizona State Fair.
So, Roberto, if you're going to be the guitarist, do you know how to juggle guitars?
I can balance guitars. I've never juggled. I can juggle ukuleles. I've done that.
Oh, if you can do a ukulele, you can work your way up to a guitar. I have faith in you.
We're asking our simple question to Aaron in Spanaway. Aaron, if you had to change careers right now, what are you currently doing and what would you do instead?
Hi there. I shop for other people for their groceries and household items, and I would be a travel writer. Get somebody to pay me to travel and tell y'all about it.
No, yeah.
That would be the dream, honestly.
Plus, I mean, it'd be great if you got do like theme parks and things like that. Just get like the hookup on all that cool stuff.
Yes.
What is
this? Understand me,
Aaron. What's the strangest thing you've had to purchase for somebody as a personal shopper for someone?
How about not the thing that is strange, but the what happened around it? It was like raining because we're in Washington, and he wanted a pint of tequila, right? So I got this one pint of tequila, and I'm already tipped $20, and I show up. He is outside in the rain, raking, ready for me. Gets the tequila, hands me another $10, and it's literally like 3 miles down the road. And yeah, I made like almost, what, 20, 30, plus, like $40 on delivering a pint of tequila to a man in the rain, raking non-existently.
Well, Aaron, thanks. I knew your voice sounded familiar. I appreciate you bringing me that tequila.
The Daily Migs Show.
It was announced that Bad Bunny is our headliner for the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show.
I saw everybody's really fired up about it on the social medias.
Yes, everyone is so happy about it. Not as a shock, though. We're going to have to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
If you were tuned into Sunday Night Football last night, you probably saw that Bad Bunny has been announced as the headliner for the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show.
Se acostó temprano, mañana hay que estudiar. Pero llamó a la amiga diciendo pa' janguear.
That was like the video piece where you're just kind of sitting there and he's like, hey, everybody, I'm about to piss off the entire internet.
It's so great. Yes. And apparently, though, he was not necessarily the first choice. There were reports that Taylor Swift had been in negotiations, but she turned it down because she didn't want to do it for free.
Oh, could you imagine the secondary market for tickets if Taylor Swift ended up being the halftime entertainer? That would piss off so many. As if football fans already are not pissed off about like her being a part of football, which I think is silly in itself, but if all of a sudden all these Swifties would want to go to the Super Bowl to see her perform, they wouldn't care about who's playing.
No!
And you know a lot of them would drop a ridiculous amount of money to be able to see her perform.
Swifties are cray-cray. Super Bowl 60 is happening February 8th at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, which is the home of the San Francisco 49ers. Mm. So with all of this, we've got to go straight to the comments.
We've had a few of these comments. Okay, a lot of comments about Bad Bunny. And we figured who better to read them than somebody he once performed with. In a movie.
Adam Sandler.
You got it. Because he was in the most recent Happy Gilmore film.
Yeah, he played the caddy.
And he was
hysterical.
I feel like if anything, at least a lot of mainstream America now can understand who this guy is. Because maybe before people were like, I don't know who the hell this dude is. Because they weren't paying attention to his music. But if you watch the Adam Sandler film, I thought he stole the film.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so here's the first comment about Bad Bunny being at the Super Bowl. As read to us by Robot Adam Sandler.
I'm picturing people trying to explain Bad Bunny to their dad who only listens to classic rock. This is going to be an iconic halftime show.
You know what? I want to be at that party.
Oh, my gosh.
With Grandpa. Oh. He's like, who the hell is this guy? I don't understand a single thing he's saying.
What's so bad about this bunny?
Why does he keep saying, repeatedly?
At first, I thought I read Bugs Bunny is the halftime show, and I got excited. Then I saw it said Bad Bunny, and I was like, who the f*** is this?
What's up, Doc?
Okay, I actually would be very fired up if Bugs Bunny was the halftime entertainment.
Oh, my. If there's a Bugs Bunny cameo during Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime performance, I'll be very happy.
I mean, I don't know Bad Bunny at all, but he's willing to get into the world of professional wrestling, so he has at least a sense of humor.
Totally.
If he sees these comments, wouldn't it be hilarious if like his performance does involve Bugs Bunny in some way, shape, or form?
I would love that.
So great.
The fact that anyone gets this worked up about someone performing at a football game seems so silly to me.
I agree. Like, I never understand every year when we lose our minds. And I know some people are like, well, what about this guy? What about this band? How about this thing? It's like, if you don't like it, the world's not coming to an end. Like,
no.
Just go get some food. Go talk with your friends. I don't remember the last time that I actually was like, hey, everybody, shut up. The halftime special's happening. You know, it's there in the background.
It's just in the background. Exactly. And, I agree.
And for the guys that are all mad about it, like, you know he's going to have a bunch of really hot chicks dancing.
Yeah, like, quit complaining.
They're going to be shaking their booties, and it's going to be a great time. Right?
Yes.
Hey, at least it's not Taylor Swift.
Okay. Don't you talk trash about Taylor. I don't even like her music.
So would you rather Taylor Swift or Bad Bunny?
Probably Bad Bunny.
I'm going to need more cocaine for my Super Bowl party.
Oh, wait. Is that a thing? Do people do a lot of cocaine listening to Bad Bunny?
Maybe.
Well, this could be. Then we need like Lawrence Taylor to be like hosting the halftime show.
I f***ing wanted Metallica.
Yeah.
We deserve Metallica, not Sad Bunny.
Sad Bunny.
Sad Bunny. That's funny. I honestly, I'm wondering if they are we just done
it's
having rock
happen.
Stars? We're done with rock bands. Is that kind of? I just feel like that's kind of the vibe.
I mean, maybe it'll happen one day. I think the best chance for Metallica is to be like a special guest on somebody else's performance. And I love Metallica, and I agree. It would be awesome to see Metallica. It'd be awesome to see the Foo Fighters. Whoever, insert whatever rock and roll band that you want. I just don't know if that's ever going to happen again, or at least not for the foreseeable future.
Sad.
Sad Bunny.
Sad Bunny.
You know who? I mean, if we're basing on popularity, I mean, we have a better shot at like Sleep Token being the halftime entertainment than Metallica. And I'm not a huge Sleep Token fan, but I mean, I can't ignore the fact that they're like the biggest rock band on like all the streaming services right now.
All the kids love them, Steve.
I'd rather listen to Sad Bunny, personally.
Crazy. Congrats to Happy Gilmore's new caddy.
Yes, yeah. It's pretty awesome. We got one more comment about Bad Bunny being the halftime entertainment.
Third year in a row where I will be able to take a shit at halftime and not miss anything.
And that's exactly why I got Bad Bunny for you, sir, and your bowel movements.
Yeah, you're welcome.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
1 week from Saturday, we're going to be at the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk down on Pier 62 in Seattle. KISW has a team. You can join us, or if you can't make it, you can go to KISW.com and make a donation to support Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Uh-huh.
We know you're probably hustling out the door trying to get to work on time, and you don't want to leave without a little bit of information. So
no, you don't want to look like a loser at work.
No.
You don't know the stupid stuff that's going on in the world.
You got to have those good water cooler talks, you know? We've gone through all the pop culture BS, and we're ready to tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show.
This is a wild story out of upstate New York. This man admitted to killing and burying both of his parents while being interviewed by an Albany TV station.
Did you watch this?
Yes.
It's so freaking weird.
He ended up being arrested by police after this half-hour-long interview. His name is Lorenz Kraus, and he was chatting with CBS6's news director.
Did you kill your parents to put them out of their misery?
My concern for their misery was paramount. It was a huge burden to have to face this coming up.
So you alleviated that burden.
I have to protect my Fifth Amendment rights on this until the right time.
They realized what you were doing to them as it happened.
Yes.
They knew that this was it for them, that they were perishing at your hand.
Yes. And it was so quick. I did the right thing for them based on the situation. I did my duty to them as a son. Everything fell into place. I don't know how it happened that it all fell into place.
Imagine being the guy asking the questions, and you're just like, you ask those kind of questions. I don't think you would expect to get the answers that you're going to get.
No. And then the cops roll in. That just so wild.
Insane watching that.
Yeah.
And visually, it was also just very unnerving to watch just how nonchalant the guy was about the whole
thing.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. I do have a question. If you happen to be a golf fan, can you please call in right now, 206-803-ROCK, and explain to me why everybody hates Rory McIlroy? Do you know why everybody hates?
I don't.
I try to do like a Google search real quick and just like trying to figure out what the hell is going on with him. But apparently like there's just like people that just do not like him. And the Ryder Cup is going on. I know you're a big fan.
Yeah, of course. Wouldn't miss it.
Right. So day two of the Ryder Cup, people kept booing him to the point where they had to keep delaying the game. He's being heckled throughout the day. This is happening on Long Island. So maybe it's just because they're just cranky New Yorkers. But here's how it sounded as he attempted to putt on the second green.
It's been incredibly vocal out here this afternoon, I have to say. And I think Rory's looking at the referee now, just asking people to settle down. Yeah, it's getting...
You know, usually at golf, like everyone stays quiet and does the silly golf clap, right?
Yeah, like why do they hate you, buddy?
It's getting a little out of hand out here right now. So after a lengthy time over that putt.
If there's any bios out there looking for a bit of trouble, this is a game they're going to come and look for.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he didn't make anything better. And later on, after sinking the putt, turned to the people that were booing him, pointed and said, F you three times. I mean, I don't blame him. He's probably just like, screw you guys. You want me to be the bad guy? I'll be the bad guy.
There was another weird moment at the Ryder Cup where fans were being instructed like school children on how to chant to the beat of We Will Rock You.
Here we go. One, two. One, two, clap.
Like, what does that say about a crowd if they can't figure out how to do this?
They're not very good.
Here come the lyrics. Scotty Scheffler. All right, hold on. I'm going to let the forefathers try to teach you this.
We're going to try this one more time. If it doesn't work, we'll do a DeChambeau one. All right? We want the whole.
What are we doing?
And that was Heather McMahon, the comedian and actress. She ended up dropping out of her MC duties at the Ryder Cup because of what she did on Saturday. She was trying to pump up the crowd, and she got some of that crowd to chant F you, Rory.
We have Spencer on the line who apparently can tell us exactly what's going on with him.
Spencer, you're in Woodinville this morning. What's the deal with Rory? Why is he not loved by all?
It stems from him being pretty outspoken when the Live Tour started.
Yeah.
A lot of the guys that switched over from the PGA Tour were getting paid this obscene upfront money. And the tour itself is it's designed to be a little bit more relaxed than the PGA Tour. So there's music, they can wear shorts, blah, blah, blah.
And then the Live Tour is the one that's owned by the Saudi Arabian government, if I remember.
Yes.
So I can understand, like, he's outspoken about it, but then why do the fans care if he's outspoken about it? That seems crazy to me.
Well, whatever you believe in, you're always going to have people that don't believe in it and argue against you, right?
Fair. I just said.
I mean, that's really all it is, you know, and then there was a little bit of this personal life drama with his wife or soon to be ex-wife, and it was rumored that he had some sort of little relationship with the she's a commentator, something Boleros, Andrea Boleros or Amanda Boleros or something. And they were highly rumored that they were linked up for a little bit while he was married, and, you know.
She was there to help wash his balls, the golf balls.
Wow. Yeah. Of course, the golf balls.
The Daily Migs Show.
How would you like to beat Steve this morning? His record is 307 wins, 98 losses, and 85 ties so far in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. Call now if you'd like to beat Migs at 850.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.